Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Genesis chapter 36, verses 1 through 43. The Reverend Sean Denser is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from Genesis, the 36th chapter. These are the generations of Esau, that is Edom. Esau took his wives from the Canaanites, Ada, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon the Hivite, and Basemath, Ishmael's daughter, the sister of Nehaboth. And Ada bore to Esau Eliphaz, Basemath bore Reuel, and Aholibamah bore Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These are the sons of Esau who were born to him in the land of Canaan. Then Esau took his wives, his sons, his daughters, and all the members of his household, his livestock, and all his beasts, and all his property that he had acquired in the land of Canaan. He went out into a land away from his brother Jacob, for their possessions were too great for them to dwell together. The land of their sojournings could not support them because of their livestock. So Esau settled in the hill country of Seir. Esau is Edom. These are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites, in the hill country of Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau; Reuel, the son of Basemath, the wife of Esau. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kenaz. Timnah was a concubine of Eliphaz, Esau's son. She bore Amalek to Eliphaz. These are the sons of Ada, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Reuel: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These are the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, Esau's wife. She bore to Esau Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These are the chiefs of the sons of Esau. The sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau, the chiefs of Teman: Omar, Zepho, Kenaz, Korah, Gatam, and Amalek. These are the chiefs of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Ada. These are the sons of Reuel, Esau's son, the chiefs Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These are the chiefs of Reuel in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Aholibamah, Esau's wife, the chiefs Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These are the chiefs born of Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Esau, that is Edom, and these are their chiefs. These are the sons of Seir the Horite, the inhabitants of the land: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. These are the chiefs of the Horites, the sons of Seir in the land of Edom. The sons of Lotan were Hori and Hemam, and Lotan's sister was Timnah. These are the sons of Shobal: Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. These are the sons of Zibeon: Aya and Anah. He is the Anah who found the hot springs in the wilderness as he pastured the donkeys of Zibeon his father. These are the children of Anah: Dishon and Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah. These are the sons of Dishon: Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. These are the sons of Ezer: Bilhan, Zeavan, and Achan. These are the sons of Dishan: Uz and Aaron. These are the chiefs of the Horites, the chiefs Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. These are the chiefs of the Horites, chief by chief, in the land of Seir. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the Israelites. Bela, the son of Beor, reigned in Edom, the name of his city being Dinhabah. Bela died, and Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his place. Jobab died, and Husham in the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. Husham died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, reigned in his place, the name of his city being Avith. Hadad died, and Samla of Masrekah reigned in his place. Samla died, and Shaul of Rehoboth of the Euphrates reigned in his place. Shaul died, and Baal-Hanan the son of Achbor reigned in his place. Baal-Hanan the son of Achbor died, and Hadar reigned in his place, the name of his city being Pau, his wife's name Nehetbaal, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mizahab. These are the names of the chiefs of Esau, according to their clans and their dwelling places by their names, the chiefs Timnah, Alva, Japheth, Aholabama, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These are the chiefs of Edom, that is, Esau, the father of Edom, according to their dwelling places in the land of their possession. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The occasion for this long genealogy of people who have nothing to do with the heritage of our Lord Jesus Christ is the death of Isaac, Jacob's father. The boys come together, as all children must do someday, and bury their own parents, at least as the normal course of this sinful world seems to go. What must that tense gathering have been like? And yet we see that even though the birthright had been given up, even though Esau must go to another land because there's not enough room for the two of us here, the blessings continue to fall on Esau. He is not cursed in the land. He is doing just fine, it seems. He's succeeding so much that there's not enough room for both of them. So it was, remember, with Ishmael, the other son of Abraham, who was sent away and yet who himself became a great nation. As was repeated so many times, Esau is Edom, who the Romans and the Greeks called the Idumeans, the red people, although that's a comment about Esau himself. Now, unlike Jacob, as we heard in the last couple weeks, Jacob kept trying to keep his people separate, his sons even more vigorous than him, going to great lengths and ghastly lengths even, to make sure that nobody intermarries and joins their family, watering down the line of that promise. We see that Esau takes a different tack. It had already annoyed his parents how he kept taking wives more and more from the Canaanites, mingling in with the Gentiles, mingling in with the people of the land. That's why Moses takes the time to record not only all of the inhabitants of the land, but all of the chiefs and the kings and their whole way of life, where one dies and another takes up his place, where they begin to name their cities after themselves, after their grandeur. This is always the way of this world, of the Gentiles, of the people who are not named for something that lasts forever. People who don't have their names in the name that we are celebrating this very week, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the name that was given to us as our new birthright in holy baptism. That's how Jacob is named, remember? He was given the name Israel just a chapter before, the one whom the Lord wrestles for, since he had wrestled with the Lord and prevailed. And think of the cities that are named in and surrounding Jacob: Bethel, the gate of heaven, the place where the Lord comes on his ladder and brings us up to himself. Or Jerusalem, which we know is not a piece of the Jews found in a strong city, but a piece of the Jews realized in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, the promise of the birthright that Jacob had, that Israel had, is an eternal birthright. And all the while we see Esau continuing to be strong, seemingly to have a place for himself that is permanent, with all of the cities and the names and the kings and the rulers and everything that you would expect with somebody who's succeeding. So it is to this day that we look and we see that the world is established, seems to be going on just fine, whether we want to consider them more as our brothers with whom we have great affinity, or perhaps as our enemies who are against us. Either way, you would be hard-pressed by the looking to figure out whether they had been more blessed or less blessed by the Lord, or whether any of this blessing talk matters at all. What we must hold and remember, dear Christians, is that we do not rest on appearances. If we did, we might run to all sorts of other places. We might join with Edom. We might join with any of the other nations as well. But the promise and the birthright of Israel is ours also. It is an eternal birthright. It is not the promise only of one land. It's not only the promise of one people. But it is the promise of that seed given to Abraham, repeated to Isaac, and also given to Jacob and his sons. The seed who is the Christ, who has come, who has redeemed us by his blood, who is now called his new Israel into existence, the Israel of God, which is his holy church, who trusts in his promises. So in this world, we may have no lasting city, but we see that Jacob lives and dwells in the promised land all the same. This is how we also must be. We must not be distracted by the great lineages and lores of this world, which are exciting, which are difficult to pronounce, but which do not last forever. But what we have in Christ Jesus, the forgiveness of sins, the promise of resurrection, even though we should die, yet shall we live, and of course, the promise of all good things which we, by faith, can recognize are still being preserved despite the devil's raging, even in this life. These things we have fully and by right, by the Lord's own promise. And do his promises ever fail? Well, let us look forward to the whole saga of Joseph coming up. We will find that even what this world means for wickedness, the Lord has well in hand for good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.